Tom Seidman, Knight Jr. I'm dictating a initial neurological report on patient Brian P. Connery, C-O-N-R-Y. Excuse me. His address is 14819 Donbug, D-O-M-B-U-G, in Magalia, M-A-G-A-L-I-A, California. His phone is 530-321-3433. His ID is 5XXX-XX-7402. Date of birth is 9/5/1955, 68-year-old, divorced, retired, man, insurance is Medicare / AARP. Pharmacy is Rite Aid in Magalia. Is insurance okay? It is addressed to Butte Home Health and Hospice, 10 Constitution Drive, Chico, California, 95973, 530-8950-462. The fax is 1-877-828-5960. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of possible cognitive decline. Subparagraph, previous history of treated cancer. I'm sorry, this is a carbon copy to Dr. Caudle, C-O-U-D-L-E. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for qualification for further infusion therapy treatment and evaluation for safe driving privileges. Subparagraph, recent history of hip surgeries, UC Davis, Sacramento. Current complaints of memory loss. Dear Dr. Caudle, and professional colleague. Thank you for referring Brian Connery. Brian was seen on September 26, 2024, but has yet to complete the quality of life questionnaires from the NIH. New paragraph. He did have valvular replacement and is under the care of Dr. Magnuson in Chico. He sees Dr. Maj for follow-up on his cancer diagnosis. By his report in September, he was taking Ditalazim for atrial fib, Metoprolol 50 milligrams, Lasix 40 milligrams, Aldactone 25 milligrams, Potassium 15 milligrams, and Eliquis twice a day. New paragraph, his current pharmacy records shows that he is not taking any medicine at all. New paragraph. His past medical history was positive for alcoholism, heart disease, and treated cancer. Subparagraph. I have no cancer information or records. New paragraph. General review of symptoms was positive for depression and forgetfulness and some symptoms of numbness. ENT, no symptoms reported. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, there's a history of difficulty ambulating two blocks. History of heart disease, hypertension, dyspnea, unexertion, or orthopnea, swelling of the hands, feet, and ankles, and irregular heartbeat. New paragraph. Gastrointestinal, he reports his appetite is poor and he has nausea. New paragraph. Pulmonary, he reports difficulty breathing. He has received treatment for asthma. He has received no treatment for pulmonary disease recently. New paragraph. He reports nocturia at times one, but no other male symptoms. Sexual function is not active. There's no history of infectious disease. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal, he reports difficulty walking. Mental health, he denied tearfulness. He does feel depressed frequently. He has difficulty with feeding and appetite. He has trouble sleeping. He denies panic with stress, suicidal ideation or gestures. He has seen a counselor. He has no serious thoughts about self-harm. He does not report that stress is a major problem for him. New paragraph, neck, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, neuropsychiatric. He denies a history of paralysis, fainting, convulsions, psychiatric evaluation or care. Personal safety. He lives alone. He reports frequent falls. He denied visual hearing loss. He has completed an advanced directive. He denies exposure to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. He was born on September 15, 2005. He's 68 years old and right-handed. New paragraph, his father was deceased at age 89, his mother at 93, both from, quote, old age, unquote. He has 4 siblings, 3 sisters, 1 brother, all healthy. He did not describe his wife or other children. New paragraph. Family diagnoses, cancer and hypertension. New paragraph. There's no family history reported for gout, arthritis, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, other tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He has completed high school and college. Social history and health habits. He is divorced. He reports alcohol moderately. He reports that he does not smoke. He does not use drugs. He's not living with a significant other, and there are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns. He reports none. He is a retired fireman. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries, denied. Operations and hospitalizations. He had a blood transfusion in the past. 1921-1922. New paragraph. He was treated for colon cancer in 2021. And AVR 2022. Atrial fibrillation resolved in 2024. An episode of dehydration was treated in 2023. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, he reports reduced concentration, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, nausea and vomiting, and numbness. New paragraph, head, he denied neuralgia, headaches, fainting spells, blackouts, and similar family history. Neck, he reported some symptoms of numbness, his hands and legs. He denied other symptoms. New paragraph, upper back and arms. He reported stiffness in his joints, swelling in his feet, tingling in his legs, but no other symptoms. New paragraph, middle back. He denied symptoms. Elbows, he denied symptoms. Wrists, he denied symptoms. Hips, he denied symptoms. Ankles, he denied symptoms. Feet, he denied symptoms. New paragraph. His neurological examination evaluation was performed on September 26, 2024. He reported that he felt well, living in assisted living, having occasional headaches, but some of his medicine had been discontinued. He reported having chronic atrial fib, but no trouble with his therapy. He reported that his hip fractures have been treated at UC Davis successfully. He reported that he did have some tremors in the past. New paragraph. He gave a history of being treated with an antidepressant, digitoxin, 0.125 milligrams, cardizem, 120 milligrams, aldactone, 25 milligrams, potassium, 5 milligrams, Lasix, 40 milligrams, and Eliquis, 5 milligrams. New paragraph. The NIH quality of life questionnaires for monitoring his complaints of cognitive decline are pending. New paragraph. MR brain imaging completed at the request of Dr. Joan Harter, H-A-R-T-E-R, M.D., on November 10, 2023, showed conspicuous hippocampal atrophy. involutional changes of the cerebral hemispheres with sulcal, ventricular, and fissural dilatation, and stable findings for residual thin late subacute subdural hematoma adjacent to the right frontal lobe, seen previously in November 3, 2023. The brain itself showed no evidence for ischemia, intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. New paragraph. Laboratory. Following his initial visit, laboratory evaluations were ordered for assessment of cognitive decline risk factors. Unfortunately, the majority of his testing was not completed and is pending. New paragraph. Recommendation. Laboratory testing will continue to be pursued and completed with follow-up and a report. He may require additional imaging studies, including a CT PET amyloidosis scan for evaluation and exclusion of the findings of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. Signed with my professional signature.